With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. High anxiety at the airports today and probably right through the weekend. And it's all because of the longest ever government shutdown, now in its 38th day.
The FAA order is to cut flights by 10% at 40 of the busiest airports, including Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey, Tampa, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The nation's highest court hands the Trump administration another win.
Justices are allowing the administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing a sex on their passport that's different from their biological sex. In January, President Trump signed an executive order declaring the U.S. would recognize two sexes, male and female, based on birth certificates and biological classification. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The administration will appeal a judge's ruling that did not go its way, a Rhode Island federal judge ordering the administration to find the money to fully fund SNAP food benefits for November. A huge challenge to be sure, but it holds a potential of an enormous payday for Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Shareholders have approved a pay package. It would make him the world's first trillionaire, but he must meet certain performance targets over the coming decade. Musk already the world's wealthiest man. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 121 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 119. This is SRN News. What does your church do best?
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks that question of America's Protestant pastors. And the number one thing they say their congregations excel at is corporate worship. Building community comes in second, followed by serving others. But it isn't until fourth place that you see evangelism listed by pastors as something that their church does best. And it's followed by such biblical practices as prayer and discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and religious freedom advocates are cheering President Trump's decision to place Nigeria on the country of particular concern list. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country over the past decade, and the government's accused of turning a blind eye. Nigeria had been on the State Department list before, but President Biden lifted the designation in 2023 in what observers say was a way to improve ties between the countries ahead of a visit by then Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Lincoln, SRN News. Well, it's true, once upon a time, all roads did lead to Rome.
And scientists now say those roads stretched 50% longer than previously known. A new study combines information from historical records, ancient journals, locations of milestones, and other archival data with newly available satellite imagery to map all known roads in the ancient Roman Empire. Researchers say these feats of Roman engineering still shape the geography and economy of the Mediterranean region and beyond. The new data set and digital map are available online for scholars, history teachers, and people with an interest in ancient Roman history. Keith Peters, Washington.
Quoting an advisor to Bill Clinton back in 1992, it's the economy, stupid. Well, apparently that still holds true today. Following the Democrats' sweep of this week's elections, a new watchword for the White House will apparently be affordability. More details, SRNNews.com.